Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Built for Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Tuesday morning. Annoying Knicks loss last night. Julius Randle goes off, but they can't play any defense, and the end of the game was just sloppy and something that you flush and you move on, but you respect the fact that Julius Randle went off. You got Rick Pitino officially being the head coach of St. John's, a press conference a little bit later today. More of this WBC that's rolling on, and everybody just in love with this tournament. I mean, I saw that John Morosi, they say this has been magical. Magical what's going on at the WBC. I don't see it, but we've got a lot for you today, including what the hell's going to happen in the NFL. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. First things, I do have I have to make a complaint. I need Al to send the complaint up the flagpole.
Oh, wow.
We definitely need new Dunkin' Donuts cups, all right, because we're running out of Dunkin' Donuts cups, and the reason that these cups are important is that coffee is so hot back there. The cheap cups that we have that are not Dunkin' cups, I almost burned my hand.
Mm.
So the coffee's hot. It's great. It tastes good. But we need new cups, Al. So
I agree.
Make sure we get new cups, okay?
The double-lined cups.
Yes, yes. And they're great. They're absolutely great. I found one because I found out who was hoarding them.
Oh, someone's hoarding them?
Yes.
Mmm.
Carton and Roberts?
No. He's to your left in there.
Oh,
that guy.
Really?
Eddie's hoarding the Dunkin'
You're
cups.
You're squirreling away the cups.
Okay, if I had a whole sleeve, that would be hoarding. If I have enough.
You had a whole sleeve.
No,
the beginning
no
of the week,
sleeve.
You had a whole sleeve.
No, I did not.
You had a whole sleeve.
A incorrect. Sleeve meaning 10?
No, sleeve is like 40 of them.
See, he had over 10.
See, I think anything over 10 is sleeve-worthy.
It was not over 10. It was about 5, maybe 6.
Well, where did you start, though? Did you start with a sleeve?
No.
I stole one from you this morning.
Okay.
That's the only place I could find one. There's not one to be found anywhere except Eddie Scazzeri has them.
Oh, I bet you there's
he
some.
He does have them.
If you go to Craig's office, I open up a drawer, I guarantee there's 50 of them in there.
You think Craig Carton is stealing Dunkin'? He doesn't even drink coffee, does
I know,
he?
They probably use them for ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, Chinese food.
Yeah, soy sauce for the dumplings.
Exactly.
Right?
Popcorn, anything. And by the way, Al, did you not have a moderate stack on your desk?
I had a small sleeve as well.
Awesome. Not a sleeve, a small stack.
I took about 10. Because when they're plentiful back there, we bring some, not many, for the office so we don't have to keep going back if we're doing a K-cup situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, not couple in my
sleeves.
Office. It's your office.
Yeah, a couple sleeves.
All right, so make sure you sent the complaint up the flagpole, will you please?
A couple sleeve balls in there.
Yeah, I need some sleeves. All right, so anyway, watching this Knicks game last night, here's what I thought. First of all, no defense, which is fine. They're going to have those nights. And the other team, in this case, Minnesota, without two of their star players, was hitting everything. Tayshaun Prince was just amazing last night, especially from three. As was Julius Randle. They both were great last night. It was, you know, It was a really fun game because it was back and forth. If they imagine if that game didn't have any timeouts last night.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it'd be
unbelievable.
Great. Total entertainment,
man. The last like 5 minutes, it's stop here, stop there, get the whiteboard out. Nobody's paying attention anyway. So why don't we just play it through and get rid of these stupid timeouts?
I know, you hate those timeouts.
I hate it because it just ruins the game. Because the game is great. It's up and down. Okay, so it's an offensive game. We always laud them when they play defense because that's in our DNA. That's who we are as Knick fans.
Yes.
We love defense. But we also love, you know, an explosive offensive night every now and again. And last night happened to be that for Julius Randle. What I thought, not only were the Minnesota Timberwolves making their shots, but the thing that bothered me in the last 5 minutes was like just the craziness of Emmanuel Quickly running all over the place.
Yeah, not under control.
Right, completely out of control. And then he throws the ball to Julius Randle, like with 3 seconds on shot clock, you know, 3 feet from the 3-point line.
Yeah, they were just
the awareness of Emmanuel Quickly at times. I love the kid. I told you I love the kid when they got him here from Kentucky. My buddies in Kentucky gave me glowing reports, and for the most part, he's been like 85% of that. He's been great. He's been energy. He has fun. He makes a big 3-pointer last night. He's got to do his little dance going backwards. And then from that point on, it sucked. He was terrible.
You're telling me the dance had something to do with it?
No,
that was a touch-the-money dance?
I mean, listen, he plays a brand of basketball. I kind of like it because he's having fun. And he's giving you energy. And he's exciting. So I kind of like that. But his last 3 to 4 minutes last night was just brutal.
Yeah.
And it really put the team in a really tough spot. You know, whether it be, you know, the steal, and, you know, Breen and Clyde trying to figure out why the Minnesota coach would, you know, replay that steal. And you realize that when you're looking at it, that there was no foul there. And, you know, and Emmanuel Quickly is completely out of control going down the middle. It's 1 of 82. It's a bad loss because of the situation and the condition that the Timberwolves found themselves in.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get crazy about it because you know what it's going to come down to for all of our hockey teams here and our two basketball teams is going to be how they play in the playoffs.
Well, specifically, and this is why last night I think Julius Randle specifically, because there's a lot of guys that, you know, Jalen Brunson, I'm not worried about. He was good, great in the playoffs last year for Dallas. And the rest of the guy, Josh Hart, I'm not necessarily worried about.
He missed a layup last night.
Yeah,
oh, right.
But still, I'm not necessarily worried about him the way his game is.
No,
who I'm worried about is Julius Randle, because the year that he was great, the MVP chance, we're talking about, you know, all NBA stuff, all of those things, the year that he was great, he turned into a pumpkin in the playoffs. He was awful.
That's
he
not
going
to happen.
So bad. Okay, how do we know that?
I know how I know that.
Are you going to tell me Jalen Brunson?
That's
okay,
how I know that.
But still, what do we see from Julius Randle at times?
Jalen Brunson will control the team. Jalen Brunson will get him open shots.
We still see too much of him trying to take over when he feels like he has to. And
last night, if you had over 50 points, you would have felt like you had to. Either.
I know. Last night aside, I mean, you've even come in here and complained after some of these wins, saying like, it's just he stops the offense. You're moving the offense. Then all of a sudden he stops, and then he gets all worked up, and we've seen this before.
He takes another technical.
Right.
Yeah, no,
so,
I know.
Like, this is what, you can't guarantee me that he's going to be great in the playoffs.
I just think that because Jalen Brunson is here, he's going to be.
I hope so.
He's not going to have nearly the pressure on him.
Yes, he is going to have the pressure on him.
And by the way, you know, can Tom Thibodeau draw up an out-of-bounds play? Can we draw up an out-of-bounds play once or twice?
Well, he leaves it up to the players, if you notice that. Like, every one of these things, well, there's a couple options on the play, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
I just I don't want to coach these guys, and I don't want to tell them what to do. I mean, sometimes that drives me crazy, too. But, look, they're in the middle of a good year. I do not I was watching some of the replay just to watch some of the things that were going on at the end of the game last night. Look, the Timberwolves came out, and they shot lights out. And Prince was, what, 8 for 8 from 3-point?
That is ridiculous.
I mean, they had both the Knicks and the Timberwolves made the same amount of 3-pointers. The Knicks shot well last night.
Yeah, I think they were 50% from 3.
The other thing that bothered me, too, at the end of the game, it was way too many layups for the Timberwolves. Yeah, they were hitting some 3-pointers, but whether it be a putback or whether it be, you know, nobody guarding the rim because Mitchell Robinson wasn't out there, and I don't know. He's not out there because Hartenstein's out there, whatever, but maybe it's because Mitchell's not happy with his play. And
he put all that stuff out there. He apologized for it, but he had that Snapchat stuff that he didn't want to do cardio out there.
He said he had family issues. And, you know, here's the thing. Every single, this will never happen. I know it will never happen. But have you ever noticed, and my hockey team, they don't really get in trouble on Twitter. It's at all. I don't even see them on Twitter. But like,
I'm talking about the Wasps?
No, I'm talking about the Rangers.
No.
Also, like, I know for a fact that Lou Lamoriello is like, you're off social media. I don't want to see any nonsense on social media. You're a hockey player. You're not a social media star, whatever. I'm sure that's probably the way he's thinking. And there's never an issue with any of these players on social media. The only guy that got in trouble with social media was Tony D'Angelo because he was supporting Donald Trump.
I'll give you one more.
Yeah.
Ovechkin, Putin avatar. Remember one?
Yeah, yes.
That was another one.
But he doesn't really even tweet either.
He doesn't tweet. I mean, he just had a profile picture of him and Vladimir Putin.
They don't get involved in any of this nonsense and all this other crap and air their grievances on social media. Yeah. There's none of that because the moment that that happens is the moment that they're shipped out. Goodbye. Get out of here.
Well, with Lou, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the same thing with the Rangers. I'm sure that there's because I don't see any hockey players really tweeting anything. I mean, I don't. I mean, even like from Connor McDavid to Nathan MacKinnon and all these great players, I don't see
the only
one guy
did.
Ever get in trouble on Twitter except for Tony D'Angelo because it was a support for Donald Trump, and at that point in time, it was like, let's get rid of him and cancel his ass.
Well, the only guy I remember during his playing career who received some sort of attention, it was positive attention, and then fame, and then he's carried that out in his post-playing career, is Paul Bissonnette. In his playing career, he used Twitter in a positive way.
He was playing for the Coyotes, I think.
Okay,
right?
But still, but he used it in a way where people were entertained by him, and he kind of translated that into a media career.
Just to go back to Mitchell Robinson for a second. Okay, you got cardio. You ran up and down the court, and quite frankly, you are the fifth option on offense.
Yeah,
and your option is in and around the basketball rim, and you are all about playing defense, and then you'll get a lob here or there. They don't want to put you on the line because you can't hit free throws. You don't have no mid-range jumper, what to speak of. You got to know who you are. And then I know he had some family issue or something that kind of precipitated all this stuff. But these guys tend to go on social media and they air their grievances. Like, I don't give a crap.
Yeah, I think
maybe that's why he didn't play as much as he, and Hartenstein got a little bit more run last night.
He ends up putting it on Snapchat of all things, where it disappears, thinking that someone's not going to screen grab it and tweet it out and put it on some other platform. But yeah, I mean, it was a tough moment for him. I think he does realize what type of player he is, and he's had, when he's been healthy, he's been a key cog for them.
Of this team.
Of course he is, yeah.
And he does little things that, and they do show up in the box score. The rebounds, the block shots, all that kind of stuff shows
up
in the box score.
They need him desperately. Yes. They need him.
I mean, the last thing you want right now is one of your starting players to be in some mental space.
I don't think I think he's going to be fine. I think Julius Randle's the one guy I'm worried about because I think he's going to try to do too much. That's the one guy.
Jalen Brunson will handle everything. Him and Josh Hart, by the way.
But I'm telling you, when you get the ball in your hands, though, and you're Julius Randle, and you see he is someone who cares deeply and gets emotional on the court. We see it a ton, and sometimes he uses it to his advantage, and sometimes it's a disadvantage for him.
Let's face it. Last night, he was on. So yeah. They were feeding him the ball. His third quarter was great.
Yep.
And I think he kind of ran out of gas there towards the end. It was a couple bad turnovers, but the turnovers were only because somebody threw him the ball with 3 seconds to go on the shot clock. Like, hello, wake up. So that's kind of the frustrating thing. And it's one game. And, I said yesterday about this little end of season schedule here now because they have, 8 or 9 games?
Yeah, the boomer stretch. Yeah,
11 games left. I mean, these are all games where, they're going to be favored in or have a very good chance of winning. And this is especially after beating Denver.
Yeah, and I was listening to Tiki and Tierney on the drive home yesterday, and we've talked about how great it would be if the Knicks get into the playoffs 4-5 seed and then end up winning that series, and that would be a huge thing for the Knicks, winning a playoff series, getting into the second round and being competitive. And BT said if they don't win now, he said if they don't win a series, then it's a total failure.
Well, it's pivot time.
He said pivot time, total failure season for the Knicks if they don't win a round. Now, I can't say total failure, but there will be extreme disappointment in the Knicks fan base if they end up losing to Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That would be a huge disappointment.
They, They got to get to the second round.
Yeah, but
they got,
they would you say
to.
Total failure,
have,
though?
I wouldn't say total failure, but they have to get there. That's why Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart are here.
Yeah, I would agree.
Is to elevate these younger guys. The other guy, and maybe because Julius had such a impactful night scoring, the other guy that was kind of missing in action last night was R.J. Barrett.
Sure.
So, but again, if you have a guy that's scoring over 50 points, not everybody's going to get a chance to shoot the ball and have as many shots as they normally would. And I think they saw that he was hot. They fed him, and he basically delivered it until the end, and it got helter-skelter. It got helter. They could have had they had 2 5-point leads, and you're thinking, okay, this is it, this is it, this is it. And then Josh Hart misses that free throw, and then all of a sudden Minnesota comes down, and no rim protection whatsoever. And you hit a couple layups and a couple threes. Next thing you know, you're going home a loser and you're getting on a plane going to Miami.
Yeah, that's right. You go home a loser last night. Bad loss. Shouldn't have happened. But you got to flush it. You got to move on because it's regular season basketball and still get either the 4 or 5 seed.
The team has done that for the most part.
Yeah, right.
The team has done that for the most part. They have lost games. They've lost a couple back-to-backs. And then they come back and they beat a team that you wouldn't expect them to beat given the way that they had been playing going into that game. But you could probably say the same thing about Minnesota last night.
Sure.
Well, they had one in their last 5 or 6 games.
Right. And the guys are out and they come in and
they got players. They got, you know what they have? They have a bunch of Josh Harts on that team is
sure.
What they have.
Right. All right.
No like stars.
Just a
the
bunch
stars,
of hardworking.
The stars weren't playing.
Lunch pail guys.
Blue-collar guys.
Blue-collar lunch pail guys. That's what the Timberwolves are.
I don't know. It's hard to think that a guy making $20 million is a blue-collar guy, but he definitely plays that way, or they play that way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.